Burke and his group, the Gospel OGs. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, coming at you live from Skid Row Studios. Our call-in number is 800-893-9562. You can listen to us live or download our show and any past show by Googling in skitrow.la and hit Qumran Report. Now, this week on the Qumran Report, we will hear from some creative artists from the community with the Gospel OGs, vocalist Vicki Robinson and writer Jabita Jenkins. Welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thank you. My mic's not on.
Now, I'm delighted to have with us in the studio Highland Burt and the Gospel OGs. Highland, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thanks, Mel. Good to be here.
Can you introduce the members of the group?
Sure. Our keyboard player and our main influence, he writes all the tunes as well as the music and the lyrics, is Edmund Flannoy. That's our keyboard player. And then on saxophone, we have Phil Ross. And of course, my name is Highland Burt. We have been together about 8 months, and we fellowship at the same church. And Edmund comes up to me and says, "Hey, I got some music." I said, "Oh, yeah, some original music." And he came over and it just took off from there.
Is that how you got started as a group?
As a group, yeah. And then I know Phil from downtown. He's done a number of things at the Exchange and with Randy. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing. So Edmund, or I call him Coach Tiny. Tiny said he likes saxophones. I said, "Oh, yeah, I know a dude that bends the reeds and spits on them and all that sort of stuff." So Phil came right along, and we're all about the same age, and we love the Lord. Phil plays at a church on Sunday, and we play at True Way Baptist Church, 92nd and Maine. And where's your churches? Union Hill Baptist Church? Hooper and Vernon.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, because I know I've seen you play some gospel, jazz, blues. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to define, I'm going to start off, what is gospel? How would you define that? Gospel music.
And, you know, gospel music, it's mainly music that is used to worship the Lord. And your experience and your relationship, interaction, to praise the Lord, mainly. And, but, you know, over the years, it has changed. It's changed so much. Mm-hmm. You know, black folks started back in the day when they were, you know, working in the fields or whatever, they had songs. And, and those songs sort of translate over into being religious. And, you know, just gospel music. Now you hear a whole lot of rap. And it's still gospel because the focus is on worshiping the Lord, but the way that it's changed. So I think mainly my 15-cent definition of gospel music is music that's used to worship the Lord.
Now, do you think jazz and other forms like blues and all like that come out of gospel?
Tommy Dorsey, who is many people consider the father of modern gospel.
Dorsey,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the jazz guy. There's a Dorsey that's guy, too. But there was a guy, he was from Chicago, and he started playing or using the lyrics, gospel lyrics, with blues. And, of course, at the time, people were like, "Hey, you can't do that. But, you know, Ray did it, and a lot of others did it. And so a lot of gospel was blues-based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what are you guys going to play for? What's the first song?
The first song, I think,
Highest Praise.
Highest Praise, another original song that written by Tiny. And
okay, let's enjoy the Gospel OG.
All right.
Praise Him, hallelujah, in the
that's the gospel. Oh, geez. A couple of quick questions. You know, I remember when I was coming up in the Baptist church, they used to just have a little piano and organ. That's about all that's about the only thing that they allowed then. Mm. And then we used to go to the sanctified churches.
Uh-oh.
And wow, they used to really get down, and they used to have bands, drums, sax, and everything.
Yeah. Right.
Now, when did all this type of music enter the contemporary Baptist? Because you go to Baptist church now, man, they have a whole band up in there. They have all kind of sounds in there.
And
well,
I think,
what changed that?
You know, the times changed, technology's changed. I don't know if some people would say that people come to church to be entertained. But, you know, if you going to worship the God, you want to give him all you got. And there are some very talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they sing, they need certain instruments. And when they play, they need sort of accompaniments. But, you know, churches are pretty big. And so you need a lot of instruments and mm-hmm. some vocalists and writers, all those people to get that message across. And the more that you can do that and get it out to people, even with the young people in rap and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. you know, that's a new generation, and we need to reach them in whatever way we can.
So. Yeah, now, what about, Bobby Holland is the one that wrote the Skid Row National Anthem. Hopefully he get his group to record that one of these times called Up From the Nickel. I've been trying to get Highland to record that for years. Now, I know that a lot of you have been down to the Skid Row area. You played down there, probably Church of the Nazarene with Brother Joseph, uh-huh. all down there uh-huh. with the praise team. What do you think about the Skid Row area, the artists that you meet in the Skid Row area?
My church this last Christmas, I think, was down here, and we did something. And then I have a friend that works for the mission, and I've sang in a couple of the functions. I think this is a great thing. We've had some people even accept Jesus Christ, come out of the stands and, you know, want to join church. So we've done that. And Brother McNeil is a member of my church. I can't think of his first name. Big Brother had some cancer problems, but he works for the mission also.
Mm-hmm.
And So I think that the talent is there. I mean, Bert told me some of his experiences, but you have people that have very intelligent, have done some other things in life, but for various reasons, life has made some choices that, you know, they have to face, you know, reality with by living downtown and without mm-hmm. things and needing missions and people with the giving mm-hmm. giving heart. But and I just wanted to piggyback on something you asked him about gospel music. To me, gospel music is the same thing as what the gospel is, telling them the good news about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And about his everlasting grace and mercy, that it doesn't end. And some of these songs that I wrote were personal, mm-hmm. things that were going on in my life, because as we know, all Christians, we didn't start out being Christians.
That's right.
You know, we did other things, and the devil pulled us and stuff like that. But this music, for me, is... I know it's by God, because I just started playing. I've never had a class on writing a song, and I start writing for a tragedy reason, and I've been writing ever since. So I know it's a divine enablement. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that you don't listen to the music. If you let the music get you, if you come to get entertained, that's a problem. But listen to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about God's goodness mm-hmm. and what he'll do for you. And so that's how all this came about for me in my life, because I'm basically a basketball coach, a well-known basketball coach in the community. And so for Coach Tiny to be playing is like big news.
Okay. I want to hear from you. How did you get started in, you can pull the mic off. But I know you're great. I mean, you play that horn. I heard you play some way out nice jazz and all like that. Which did you get off into first? Jazz or gospel?
Well, to be honest with you, I actually started in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was young, I had I started playing in high school, and the first place that I played was in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, and gospel music is my foundation. Even though I do other stuff, man, I'll never quit playing gospel, because, like I said, that's just my foundation, and I truly believe in God and the things that He has done for me. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, is it a big transition, just say, when you're playing at church with a gospel group, and then you get out, you have to play with a jazz group? One thing I see about a lot of jazz musicians is they can come and they can stand in. You know, you have a group, they be playing, they can just jump in and they can jam and all that kind of stuff. Is it a big transition? Is it different from same thing with the church?
Well, it depends on the individual. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I kind of change up a little bit. I try not to put too much jazzy in it, you know, when I'm doing gospel, because I want to keep it, you know, on the gospel level. Mm-hmm. Now, because, you know, I had played at this one church, and there was this one sax player playing, and, you know, after the service, everybody was saying, man, after hearing him, I felt like I was in a club, not at church. So I don't want to leave that impression on people, you know. Mm-hmm. I just want to, you know, I just pray that God anoint my horn so that it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There seems to be a lot of jazz starting to creep into church, and there's actually a church on Adams that has a jazz gospel service on Wednesday afternoons.
Holman Methodist.
Oh, okay.
And they actually have a jazz. And then, you know, even at West Angeles, the sax player that did gospel according to jazz, or jazz according to gospel,
Kurt Whalum.
Yeah. So yeah, it's creeping over. But, you know,
City Refuge, jazz workshop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing I notice about jazz and gospel is gospel is a lot of feeling. Mm-hmm. Not that jazz has it as well, but, you know, I've known some musicians who haven't had training, but some of the best musicians I've heard, mm-hmm, as far as feel and coming from inside the soul are in the church, as opposed to the academic, mm-hmm, way that some jazz players play.
Okay, so Jeff, play another song for what you're going to play next, and then we're going to get off to our community calendar and get over there with Javita in a minute.
Tiny, what we got? What we got next?
We got coming, You're the One. You know, we know Jesus is the One. You're the One. Thank you.
Okay, that's the Gospel OGs, and we'll be coming back for the latter part of the show, get some contact information and find out what they're working on. Now, let's take a break for our community calendar, and then we're going to lead into Earlene's interview.
This is the community calendar for the month of April. The Roby Theater Company, in celebration of 20 years of excellence in Black theater, present a stage play, Knock Me a Kiss, written by Charles Smith and directed by Dwayne Perry. The play is dealing with the Harlem Renaissance, Dr. Du Bois, Cullens, Lunsford, the talented temp, and the wedding of the century. Performance started on April the 5th and will continue through May 4th. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the performance are at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. The location is the Los Angeles Theater Center, 514 South Spring Street, Los Angeles, 914. For more information or for ticket information, contact 866-811-411 or visit robytheatercompany.org or thelatc.org. Monday, M-A-U-N-D-Y, Thursday. In observance of this, Thursday, April the 17th at 6:30 p.m., the United University Church, Interfaith Communities United for Justice and Peace, and Drama Stage Qumran presents If the Shoe Fit, Voices from Solitary Confinement by Andy Griggs and Melvin Ishmael Johnson. This is a free event. There is free parking and light refreshments will be served. All are welcome to attend. The location of this event is the United University Church on the campus of USC, 817 West 34th Street, Los Angeles, 989, at the corner of Jefferson and Hoover. For more information, please call 213-748-1643. Tuesday, April the 29th at 7 p.m., Drama Stage Qumran present our fourth monthly Nasana Zone Open Mic. This is with spoken word and live music. Sign up is at 6 p.m. and you get 5 minutes on the mic. Our featured musical guest will be Willis and Shantae. It's a free event, free parking, light refreshments will be served. The location is the Vortex, 2341 East Olympic Boulevard. That's near the corner of Santa Fe and Olympic. And for more information on this event, please contact 213-479-1764. If you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to dramastage1@yahoo.com, attention Earlene Anthony. And the call-in number for the show is 800-893-9562. And we are delighted to have in the studio with us Jovita Jenkins, author of Get Out of Your Own Way. Welcome, Jovita.
Thank you for that.
Tell us briefly about yourself and how you began your writing career.
Well, my writing career began because someone asked me how I got the nerve to leave my cushy job, day job. I was an executive in an aerospace company. I ran an organization of engineers. Mm-hmm. And right about the time that Northrop Grumman bought TRW, I decided it was time for me to go do something else. And I had... the part of my job that I liked most was being a coach. And I coach people in their leadership skills and how to work inside organizations to move up and around. Uh-huh. So the book actually came out of that because when I was deciding on what to do, I had to go back to my roots and think about how did I get the audacity to decide I wanted to be in that environment in the first place.
Right.
And so the book actually came out of that and writing down the principles and things that I thought about when I decided that I need a different life and I'd like to this is what I want to do. And what I really wanted to do initially was Build Robots for Disneyland.
Oh, my. That's great. Wow. So what is the book briefly about, and why did you write it?
Well, the book is about it's self-empowerment. It's, you know, we are all our own worst enemy. We get in our own way. We talk ourselves out of even trying in a lot of cases to do what we want to do. We listen to other people, and we want to be a part of the crowd. And, you know, we want to be one of those little sheep that go flying right off the cliff. Right. That was never me. If they were into something I didn't want to do, I'd go home. And so I was looking for a way to make a better life for me and mine. And the book really, it contains my principles for being successful in spite of the challenges that you might face along the way. And so it talks about my principles for how I decided to go out on my own and to pursue a career that nobody that I knew would even remotely consider trying. And then how I remembered that I could do it again if I left the job that I had and went off to do the next thing that I wanted to do. Because I got to a point where I said, okay, what's next? Time for something else.
Right. That's great. Now, we know a lot of people out there in our listening audience have been writing for years and want to have their work published. Tell us, what is self-publishing, and what is the first step, or how do they get started on this self-publishing?
Well, self-publishing, you don't really self-publish. You find a small publisher that actually does the publishing for you. But there are guidelines that are set up according to whichever publisher you pick. We did some research when I wanted to write a book, and the conditions were that we didn't want to spend a lot of money. We didn't want to buy a garage full of books that would never sell. And we wanted a reliable organization to work with. And so as a result, we found this company that's actually in Tennessee that does publishing for people. It's called Lightning Source. And they put all of their information, you know, how you have to set things up, what they're looking for on the website. So actually, the first thing I would tell anybody is to go online and Google self-publishing and see what comes up. Because there's so many options out there for what you can do, from really horrible, ugly stuff to books that, like mine, that you can actually have in a bookstore. Because a lot of self-published books will never see the light of a bookstore. Bookstores don't even want them.
That's interesting. Tell our listeners how to get a copy of your book, because you have so much helpful information in your book, and we're just briefly touching on some of the topics at this time. So give us your contact information.
Well, you can contact me through my website, which is www.jovitajenkins.com. And Jovita is spelled J-O-V as in Victor, I, T as in Tom, A, and Jenkins is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. So it's jovita@jovitajenkins.com. And it's also available through Amazon, but if you'd like a signed copy, you have to get it from me.
Great.
and it's also an ebook.
That's wonderful. We're going to get back to you a little later in the program. I just want to throw this out there. We're going to talk about it later on in the show. We have tickets for people that want to call in to Knock Me a Kiss, and you must call in and let us know you want one of the tickets. Now, back to our host.
Okay, thank you, Miss Earlene Anthony, and I'm sure Bobby Buck want to get the Jovita and the Gospel G's in his network so he can find some gigs for him in the network and sell some of them books. And we do have some comp tickets for our guests for that great performance at the Los Angeles Theater Company, the Roby Theater Company. Knock Me a Kiss, about W.E.B. Du Bois and Counting Cullen. Great piece. Okay, at this time, by special request, we're going to hear a song from vocalist Vicki Robinson, Dr. Feelgood, and then we'll come back and talk to her about some of the projects she's working on. Some of the projects that you're working on. What are you working on?
Well, this past Saturday, I just did my debut. I was at the, it was the social, it was the Masons and the Eastern Stars. They had their ninth annual spring dance in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And L.C. Davis was performing, L.A. Blues Man. What's up, L.C.? And they thought it was time to, for me to do my come out, my debut. So I did my debut this Saturday. So I'll be doing more things now. I can work in the studio. I'm working with G&G Productions. The last time I've been here, I've performed at the Voltrex twice. I've performed, at Joe Torre's birthday bash. I was at the rooftop with the group called Next. February the 1st, I did play called Freedom Train, the cat from the Cat production, and it's backed by popular demand. So August the 1st, the play.
Okay.
We'll be doing the play again. So we'll keep you posted.
Let us know about that.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
Let me ask you this. Now, I know you've seen gospel, jazz, blues, you know, other musical forms. Which one do you like best?
Blues and gospel.
Blues and gospel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I started singing when I was young, and what artist that struck me out the most was Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. Because Aretha Franklin, you know, she talks a lot of mess and sing at the same time. You know, like, heartbreak, you're no good. You're a lie, you're a cheat. I don't know why. And then she'll go sing, I'll let you do these things to me. You know, and I was like, man. Is she talking mess or is she singing? You know, so.
Okay. What's the next song you're going to do for?
Yesterday. I chose Yesterday because I got injured on my job in 2005. And from 2005 to 2010, I had a terminated pregnancy. I had 5 surgeries. I had a mild stroke. I was getting shots in my back. My mom was diagnosed with cancer. She died on me. So after my mom died in 2010, and I was doing acting and drama stage and doing theatrical plays and singing and doing all this stuff at the same time, like multitasking. Mm-hmm. But after my mother died, I decided, you know, one day I went to bed and I woke up and I was like, you know, the food that used to live here don't live here anymore. I'm tired of crying about love and being alone and, you know, the way my life was and everything. So I just, you know.
All right. Okay.
As that an inspirational song I cried my last tear yesterday.
Mary.
By Mary Mary. And it talks about, you know, life-changing things, you know, changing your life, eliminating some people out of your life. You know, getting out the old and bringing the new in, getting the negative out, putting the positive in, you know, going back to where I came from, the roots, church, you know, just getting it together.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Robinson. All right, let's go around for some quick little closing comments and contact information for those that want to contact you. We got about a minute each on closing comments, and then I'm going to have the Gospel OGs. They're going to close us out. Start with Vicky.
What
do
you want?
Closing comment, and for those that might want to contact you to bring you out to perform.
Okay, you can contact me on Facebook, or you can contact me at VickyLeeRobinson@yahoo.com. Upcoming events, don't forget August the 1st, Freedom Train at James Armstrong Theater in Torrance to start at 7 p.m. I'll keep you in keep you posted. It's official. I'll be at Hollywood Park August the 15th. We're not going to say who I'm opening up for, but I'm opening up for somebody. And after Thanksgiving, there will be another show with Johnny Rose. So I'll be one of his opening acts as well. And okay. That's in November. So I'll keep everybody posted on what I'm doing.
Okay. Thank you, Vicky. Mm-hmm. Javita.
I would love for you to buy my book or to contact me. All my contact information is on the website. Again, that's www.jovitajenkins.com. And my email is jovita@jovitajenkins.com. And my comment to the listeners is, you have more control over your life than you might think.
Amen.
And mm-hmm. I am so tired of hearing the mediocre or the downtrodden or woe is me. Get mm-hmm. up, stand up, look up, and figure out where you'd like to go and start stepping toward it.
Speak it, sister. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay. Thank you, Jovita. Harlem.
The Gospel OGs are trying to do as much as possible. We actually have two of our tracks down in the studio. And Coach Tiny, we have an event. What is that?
Yeah, we are doing something this weekend. Well, it's at April 19th at 5 o'clock at St. Mm-hmm. John. We're doing something this weekend at St. John Powerhouse Church of God in Christ, located on 80th and Main. In that area, it'll be at 5 o'clock. It is a musical. We're doing an A, B, and a C. And then the next weekend, April 26th, we'll be at I think that's Morningside Church of God in Christ on 80th and Crenshaw. We'll do an A and B there. And then we've got a few other things going, but if you need to contact me, you can contact me. You can take this number down, 424-287-70, or you can check out. You can contact me on Facebook, just Edmund Flannoy Sr.
Okay. You want any closing comments?
No, I just said that, you know, I enjoy playing with you guys. I've been with them really, about not even a month, I don't think, maybe a month or so, I don't know. But it's mm-hmm. really been a pleasure, and this is something I've always wanted to do because I do play with other, you know, mm-hmm. I do play, you know, jazz and stuff, but I just want this to be noted that I am very picky on the songs that I do play when I do play because, you know, what you do is it shows who you are. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I really try to, you know, keep my mm-hmm. foundation. Like I said, the church is my foundation. I try to stay within that, you know.
Okay. So. Gospel OGs. I'm sure Bobby Buck going to touch base with them. We got to get them around, get some gigs up here. Now, I would like to extend a special thanks to Highland Bird and the Gospel OGs, and vocalist Vicky Robinson, writer Javita Jenkins, my co-host, Earlene Anthony, Bobby Buck in the studio with us. Please listen to past shows of the Qumran Reports on iTunes, Stitcher, Tumblr, Googler, and Skid Row.LA. Thank you for tuning in to the Qumran Report, and from your host, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. I leave you with the Gospel OGs closing us out.
Holy Ghost, I can't see.
Thank you.